Legal Tuesday with Joe Stanley, the morning mess on demand at 95X.com.
Hey, it's the morning mess. We are Marty and Shannon. This is 95X. Time for Legal Tuesday, brought to you by the Stanley Law Office. Joe Stanley is here. Now is the time to call 315-421-9595. Any legal question at all? And we've had some very good questions. We've had anything from property issues where maybe somebody cut down a tree and it went on your property. We've had those types of questions. A lot of family situations when someone passes away. So anything that's legal on your mind, you can call right now and ask Joe, 315-421-9595. Don't go alone. Contact Joe. And Joe, if people feel more comfortable, how can they reach you at the Stanley Law Office?
Sure. StanleyLawOffices.com. My email, Joe at StanleyLawOffices.com and 1-800-608-3333.
If you're too busy to call, we understand. You can also drop us a text at 315-629-9597. Generally,
and
can
I
ask
got
Joe.
An email from one of the listeners, and actually, I was going to follow up for him. He bought a car.
We got a text from him, actually, about that. Texted last week about my car that was to get fixed. Is this the guy?
Oh, no, this is a different one.
Okay,
somebody
good.
Bought a car, and he didn't realize it was a salvage title until he got the salvage title. And, of course, when you have a salvage title, there's a big deal. And I told him a few things to do, but he also should, and I'm going to follow up with an email to him if he's not listening, send a complaint letter to the Attorney General, because if this car dealer, used car dealer, is doing it to him, selling a car that is a salvage title without telling you, he may be doing it to others, and you can't do that without specifically advising, because the salvage title, for those who don't know, means the car was totaled out and it was still repaired, but
people would actually do that.
The car is worth, say, you only get the market value of your car, and say they give you $3,500, but you can get it fixed for $4,500 maybe, or you take it to the different car repair place and they fix it, and they don't fix all of the things, but they fix it enough to get inspections. That's where the salvage title is issued, when the car is totaled out but you still get it fixed and it passes inspection.
There's shady people everywhere.
Well, no, but that's legal, but you want to know what you're buying.
Gosh, okay.
And so that dealer, and if you're listening, I'm going to send you an email. Send a complaint letter to the New York State Attorney General.
Okay. Joe Stanley is here. Text line 315-629-9570. Can we go on to the other question that you have?
Let's see. I texted last week about my car that was to get fixed after I was T-boned at 70 miles an hour. The body shop called and said it was done. To my finding, nothing was right. The doors do not line up, and there's a nice crease in my roof from the straightening of my frame. I did not accept the car back, and I'm demanding the adjuster. What I also found out, the shop where my car is, the adjuster was trained by the office manager. So I'm demanding the adjuster. To me, this seems like all about the money, but he should come back out and look at this. Clearly, there are safety concerns. The part that got bent did not bend back right. They keep saying, we'll fix it. No, that's not what I want. I don't want them just covering the dents that clearly has damaged the structure. Should he get a lawyer, basically?
Well, I think you start out with, this is when I think we talked about how much insurance there is and the coverage, and should they have totaled it because it got hit so much. I would take it to another. This is like, second opinions for, if you're going to the doctor or you get a bad car repair, regular engine repair or whatever, take it to another place and get an estimate of what it'll take to make it right. And then you give the prior repair shop an opportunity to fix it, or you sue. You may have to get a lawyer then to sue them and or the insurance company, depending on if this is one of those authorized insurance shops for the insurance company. This is one of those things you have to be careful of when you have your car repaired, that you want to make sure it is done correctly. And I don't blame them. You want to make sure the car is safe, which we were just talking about. You don't want to end up with a salvage title or a car that is the equivalent of a salvage title.
Exactly. Joe Stanley is here. It's Legal Tuesday on the Morning Mass every Tuesday at this time between 8:30 and just before 9. We take your questions. 315-629-9570 is the text line, direct line to talk to Joe. It's 315-421-9595. Don't go alone. You can contact Joe. And how can they reach you at the Stanley Law Office?
Sure. StanleyLawOffices.com. Our number is 1-800-608-3333. And my email is joe@StanleyLawOffices.com.
So get us your legal questions and Joe can help out.
Yep. If a child leaves home without parental consent and they're only 17, can the police be asked to bring them home?
Can the police be asked to bring them home? The general answer to that is you can ask. They probably won't.
At 17?
Yeah.
Okay.
They won't. I mean, you can be emancipated at 16 if you so choose. One of those deals, of course, you are responsible for support of the child until 21. So that's your reason for having them being brought home. I mean, that's a, you know, you are still legally responsible for their support. It's 21, it's not 18, just so, you know, people may think it's 18, but it's not, it's 21. That was one of those deals is that you really should get counseling, get a social worker involved maybe, because there's obviously a lot going on there. And that the police, that's the reason the police may not want to get involved, because I don't think that they find it, you know, that they're going to bring this child home and then they'll be gone 2 minutes later. I mean, you know, they bring them home. That's nothing that they can do to keep them there. So other things need to be done to make that work.
Joe Stanley is here, Legal Tuesday on the Morning Mass, 315-421-9595. Direct line to the studio to ask Joe a question. Hit us up on the text line, 315-629-9570. A couple of fun ones for you. Ask Joe if he can help with stolen identity. I know a guy living a lie. Thank you for that one. And also ask Joe if he can sue Mother Nature for all this rain. I think that's been asked before, too.
There's a large retainer necessary for all of those.
She's pretty unsueable.
It is very true. But anyway, if you have a question for Joe, seriously, hit us up. It could be a question about anything, and Joe can help point you in the right direction.
This is a question from the Fort Drum area. Do military couples have to abide by New York resident requirements to get a divorce? He's in the Army. We've only lived in New York since January.
No, that's it. Those are good questions. You can get a divorce in New York. Yes, you are a resident in New York, but for military purposes, you are also where you are from. And so you could essentially be the law of the state, I presume, where you got married. Say, for instance, you are from Georgia and you got married there and came here. You could apply and try to get a divorce in Georgia, because that would be in the state of the marriage. That would work even if you weren't in the military. But military people are deemed to be residents of the states where they, you know, entered, where they came from, their original residence, because they move around so much. They can adopt where they are if they want. But I would talk to a lawyer, because the laws in states are different. Your rights as a spouse are different. And obviously, from your perspective, you want to use the law that is to your best advantage. And that's going to require a lawyer. And I don't know if JAGS, if the legal services there, I don't think they provide services for divorce, but they may be able to refer you on.
That's a good question, though. Joe Stanley is here, Legal Tuesday on the Morning Mass, 95X. Text line 315-629-9570. All right, ask Joe this question. He has proof that potholes in the city of Syracuse caused damage to the front of my car. Panic says it was definitely caused by the pothole. He says, I know you guys have talked about this on the Morning Mass before, but what's my legal rights as far as getting these, you know, the city of Syracuse to help pay for some of the damage that the pothole cost? He says he's got proof from the mechanic that it was caused by the pothole.
Oh, I have no doubt. Driving on the city streets,
just proving like where the pothole was?
I mean, we have touched on this before, but I mean, 'tis the season for potholes, Joe. So
the roads are in bad shape. And the answer to that is the city is only responsible if they have prior written notice of that particular hazard, the one that caused the damage, and that they had a reasonable time to fix it. That's it. And so the odds of you being able to collect for a pothole repair problem on your car is almost zero, because the odds of there being a prior written notice of that particular pothole, unless it's an extreme one, which could be, it could happen, but That's why everyone should, in writing, send to the city notice. And the city does collect written notice of these potholes. So you can check if you know where your car was damaged. You have a picture of it. Then you can check to see if there was a prior complaint about this in writing to the city. And then you could make a claim. The city's never going to pay any of these claims, by the way. They don't pay. they don't pay any of these claims. Zero. So you would have to litigate it. And that's the other thing, because the cost of litigating, unless your car's severely damaged, is not good. Now, if somebody else besides the city caused the road problem, like there's a lot of construction going on and they leave big holes in the road and they don't mark it or whatever, that's different. You don't need to, you know, then you just have to prove that it was there and they shouldn't have left it, and then you can file a claim against them.
My gripe goes towards National Grid, because up off of Fay Road, they're putting off new gas lines in and stuff, which has to be done. I understand that. But the way they, like, so they dug across Fay Road and then they kind of patched it quick. And it's so rough when you go across.
Oh.
It's like, are you going to come back and fix this the proper way? Because, I mean, it's bad.
I had to meet my husband with a can of Fix-A-Flat yesterday because he hit a pothole.
Well, those are claims, though. If you can't make a claim against National Grid. You photograph, because I know what you're talking about in these projects. They do them sort of half-assed.
Yeah, they do. They didn't patch it properly. It's bad. It's worse than a pothole.
Yeah, they throw some dirt in and throw a little bit of that, you know, patch tar. But anyways, take pictures. If that happens to you, that's a completely different serious situation. If there's construction going on and they do a crappy job, and that's been known to happen,
yeah,
take a picture of it and make a claim.
Yeah, there you go. Joe Stanley is here. Don't go it alone. You can contact Joe if you feel more comfortable with a legal question, to reach out to the Stanley Law Office. Call him anytime, and Joe and his crew can help you out. Joe, how do they contact you?
Sure. 1-800-608-3333. My email is joe@stanleylawoffices.com, and it's stanleylawoffices.com.
Time flies when you're having fun, especially in a rainstorm. We appreciate the text messages that came in today, and it looks like the storm's moving out, so hopefully we get some nicer weather again today.
Hopefully.
You know, does it the holidays mess you all up? Because it feels like
Yeah, it feels like Sunday. Yeah. It almost feels like Sunday.
It's weird. But, Joe, thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
And we'll do it again next week.